Grey Highlands Council has approved a recommendation to spend $6,000 on outdoor skating rinks in Flesherton, Markdale, Eugenia, Priceville and Feversham. The issue of funding local outdoor rinks in communities that also have arenas nearby had council skating in circles at its meeting on December 7. Council received a recommendation from its Financial Assistance Program Committee that $1,200 be approved, pending approval in the 2023 budget, for 5 local outdoor skating rinks. The committee sent the recommendation to Council after receiving a $600 request from Flesherton Beautification Committee for its outdoor rink and a $1,125 request from the Eugenia District Community Improvement Association for its rink. The committee suggested Council provide $1,200 to each of the 5 organizations that have set up outdoor rinks in recent years to assist with the costs of operating the facilities. The committee also suggested the municipality provide portable washroom facilities at the rinks and sign memorandums of understanding with each organization for the outdoor rinks. Staff explained that the rink recommendation was sent to Council because the 2 requests the committee received were outside its mandate. Michelle Harries, Director of Community and Economic Development, said the rinks in Priceville and Eugenia had previously received municipal support. The rinks in Flesherton and Feversham were set up due to COVID. In Markdale, an outdoor rink was set up when the municipality closed the indoor arena early in 2022 due to staff shortages. The recommendation generated plenty of conversation around the council table. Mayor Paul McQueen explained that when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, indoor arenas were closed for operations to help contain the spread of the virus. Some local communities set up outdoor rinks to ensure recreation activities could continue. McQueen pointed out that the indoor rinks are now open and said the municipality had experienced a loss in rental income at the facilities and wondered if funding outdoor rinks in communities that have indoor arenas was a recipe for financial trouble. "It does play against itself. We're going to have a tough budget. When we get to the budget, we're going to have some tough decisions," said McQueen. After considerable discussion on the issue, council voted to approve the recommendation from the committee. The decision to provide funding is not final as it will be sent to council for a final decision during 2023 budget deliberations, which begin on December 14.